Tanker, a young galsome shrew, stepped forward, paw grasping the short rapier at his belt.
And what about us galsome, eh?
Brother Tyrillus sniffed audibly.
Oh, your tribe aren't to blame. Neither are these gonfalons. I suppose the Emerald took it upon itself to strike a Luco down. Then it just rolled off for fun.
Skipper slammed his hefty rudder hard upon the floor stones. His eyes were cold and angry.
Stop all this silliness! The Abbot ain't accusing no beast. But the doom white oi is gone, and that's a fact. Now, not another word from any beast. Abbot?
Glisson bowed to the Otter Chieftain.
Thank you, Skipper Rogus. I'll talk to the leaders of the Gonfalin and Galsim. Perhaps they might shed a little light upon the problem.
The Abbot looked around both groups.
Has any beast seen Nocco or Tuggerbruster?
Brother Tyrillus pointed upstairs to his infirmary.
I have the Galsim Logalog in my sick bay. Most unpleasant beast. I'm treating him for 2 minor head wounds. You may interview him, should you so wish, Father.
Filgo, who was one of the Gonfalin Pikehead's wives, ventured further information.
My knuckles up in Prince Gonf's old room, taking a nap. Said he had a headache just afore tea.
The abbot appeared puzzled.
Prince Gonf's old room?
Samulus interrupted.
That's my fault, Father. Knuckle kept pestering me about which room Gonf used to occupy. I didn't know. But you kept on and on about it, so I chose the first attic room above the dormitories. Who knows? Gonf might have stayed there at some time. I meant no harm, really.
Filgo smiled.
Well, it's pleased my Nocco no end. He loves that little room like it was his own.
In company with Samulus, Skipper and Bosey, Abbot Glisson followed Tyrillus up to the sick bay. Tuggerbruster was lying in bed, propped up by 3 pillows. He gave the visitors a surly glare.
Well, what you want? Come to persecute me some more, have you?
When he needed to be, Abbot Glisson could be quite formidable. This was such a moment. He gave the Gaussian chieftain a haughty stare.
I haven't come to bandy words with you about alleged tribulations you have received during your stay here. I'm going to ask you some questions to which I need straight answers.
Tuggerbruster adjusted the bandage on his brow and gave a sigh of obvious boredom.
Ask away, then. But don't take all day. I need me rest.
Glisson came straight to the point.
Brother Tyrillus tells me that he brought you up here this morning. Have you moved from this room for any reason?
The Logalog shrugged.
Why should I? That and there, your Ely, said I was to lie still and rest. So that's what I've been doing. Ain't moved no ways.
Cyrillus nodded.
That's true enough, Father Abbot.
Glisson turned to the brother.
And you were with him all the time he was here?
The infirmary keeper nodded.
Yes, I was here. Except for going to take afternoon tea in the orchard.
From a stool next to the bed, Bosey picked up a dark green cloak with a hood attached to it.
Which that's thanks supposed to be?
Samulus answered.
Oh, that? It's one of the old habits. Sister Violet and myself found a pile of them in an old chest, so we made them into dressing gowns or bed jackets. Some of these rooms can get a bit drafty in the winter season.
The abbot paused a moment, then gave further instructions.
Samulus, take me to Nocco's room. I'll speak to him next. Skipper, would you and Laird Bosey kindly search this room from top to bottom?